It was a day 35 years ago. It was actually in June. It was a lot hotter than it was today when I knelt at the front of the church for my own confirmation, and I had a verse that was spoken over to me by my father. Now, in those days, you didn't get to pick your confirmation verse. I know a lot of you guys got to pick your confirmation verse. You talked through those, and what is this going to mean to me? But at the time, it was given to me. Now, I'm not sure exactly why my father decided to give me that verse. And at the time, I was like, all right, just another Bible verse. But it has been one that has spoken to me time and time again through my life. I want to draw your attention to that first reading, the responsive reading from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40 is where my confirmation verse is. And I want to read just the last little bit. Yet the strength of those who wait with hope in the Lord will be renewed. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and won't become weary. They will walk and won't grow tired. As I thought about that day 35 years ago, it's hard to believe I can remember back 35 years. But I thought about that verse. Now, I don't know about you, but quite oftentimes I don't feel like an eagle ready to soar. I've run, well, not fast, but I've run. And I have been weary afterwards. I've spent a day walking, and I have been tired. So why was it that verse that was my confirmation verse? I haven't asked my dad. I can this afternoon because he's sitting here. But I didn't want to ask him before that because this verse has been speaking to me for 35 years. So let's dig into it a little bit. I don't feel like an eagle. I don't look like an eagle. My strength is weak. Now, it's not just physically, although that is true, it's sometimes spiritually. I feel weak. Confirmands, there are times that you'll feel weak. You feel, I don't have the strength to get up in the morning on a Sunday and come to church. If you look around, I think a lot of us have that same weakness. Shoot, I had that this morning, right? Do I have the strength to make it here? But it's in this place that we find that strength. Sometimes we're weak because we just look at the to-do list, and it seems endless. There's that old saying that said, God put me on this earth to accomplish a certain number of things, and right now I'm so far behind, I'm never going to die. Sometimes there's that long list of things we feel we have to accomplish, and it can be overwhelming. There are days I just want to soar with the eagles. High above the storms of life, above the frenetic fray of this sinful world. But oftentimes, I'm like a turkey stuck on the ground. Perhaps you feel the same way. Confirmands, maybe today you feel like you can be that eagle and that you can soar. We want you to soar away. This is a place where you can continue to renew your strength. But there are going to be times that you're going to feel like a turkey. Turkeys are grounded poultry. They're not really pleasing to look at. They're loud. They're obnoxious. Their round shape is much better suited for being on my table than flying in the sky. Honestly, I'm much more of a turkey than an eagle. I'm guessing maybe you are too. You know, one of the most famous Thanksgiving episodes of any television sitcom is from WKRP in Cincinnati. The series is about a struggling radio station that changes its format from easy listening to rock and roll. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you should do yourself a favor and go down a deep dive at some point this afternoon into WKRP in Cincinnati. You won't be disappointed. It's fantastic. But the conflict in the show, and thus the comedy that happens, is the contrast between the people who worked at the station before the format change and all of those new hip hires that came in after. You have the bumbling and kind-hearted station manager, Arthur Carlson, who's been there for a long time. And he was struggling with all of the new things and the new hires, the new music, the new promotions. And he came up with a secret promotion for Thanksgiving. And it was all hush-hush in the episode. He wanted to take a run at the station that he still knew what it took to get the job done. So they say where it's going to happen. They know what time it's going to happen. They send out longtime newsman Les Nessman to cover it on the street and is reporting live on the radio when the event occurs. Now, Les Nessman doesn't really know exactly what's going to happen, and he sees a helicopter flying. Turns out the secret project was that Mr. Carlson was going to have a whole bunch of turkeys dropped from that helicopter onto the crowd below. Now, the trouble, of course, is that turkeys aren't particularly known for flying. Nessman called the drop in the style of Herbert Morrison's famous radio call from the Hindenburg disaster. He's saying, "Oh, the humanity! Oh, the humanity! The birds are flying and they're dropping on the pavement like bags of wet cement. It's terrible." Now, there were some turkeys that survived, and those that survived then turned on the crowd. They attacked. Finally, at the end of the episode, Mr. Carlson and longtime station salesman Herb Tarlek walked back into the station, and they were in shock. Their suits were torn up. They were covered in feathers. And as the episode ends, one of the most famous lines in sitcom history, Mr. Carlson says, "As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly." Episode is a classic. This week I've been chuckling to myself in my office every time I think about it. Well, as God as my witness, this turkey doesn't fly. Oftentimes I want to try, I want to do my best, I look at the to-do list, I want to try to cross everything off to please others and to please my God, and in so doing I end up being like a big wet bag of cement hitting the pavement, making a mess all over the place. I don't think Scripture is calling us to do more, to soar on your own, to figure out how you can do that. So what was the meaning of my confirmation verse? Well, let's look to history to get some clarity. In 1782, the United States adopted the Great Seal of the country with a bald eagle as the centerpiece. I'm sure you have seen it many times. Now, about a year and a half after that, founding father Benjamin Franklin penned a letter to his daughter expressing his deep displeasure in choosing the eagle. And he wrote the following. "For my own part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen as the representative of our country. He's a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. You may have seen him perched on some dead tree near the river where, too lazy to fish for himself, he watches the labor of the fishing hawk. And when that diligent bird has at length taken a fish and is bringing it back to his nest to the support of his mate and its young ones, the bald eagle pursues him and takes it from him. The bald eagle is generally poor and often very lousy. Besides, he's a rank coward. For the truth, the turkey is, in comparison, a much more respectable bird, and a true original native of America. He is besides, though a little vain and silly, a bird of courage, and would not hesitate to attack the British guards who should presume to invade his farmyard with a red coat on." So perhaps there's a little hope for us turkeys. Our hope is to soar, but unfortunately we've been grounded by our sin. I want you to take a little time of introspection, and I know at times that can be difficult because you don't want to go to those dark places in your life, those places that you cover up, those places you don't want anybody to know about, but I'm going to invite you to go there. There's something that has grounded you, that has clipped your wings, causing you to crash, you're unable to soar, and you're stuck in the mud of this sinful world. If you're honest with yourself, there's something. Perhaps it's doubt or debt, lust or lying, greed or gluttony, anger or envy, vanity or apathy. Do I need to go on? There's not one person here, including me, who has not been grounded by their own sin, entangled by the temptations of Satan, and destined for destruction. Confirmands, you've heard the verses before, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But we have a God who desires us to soar, to walk, to run. So he sent not an eagle, but a lion. The Lion of Judah, the Messiah, the Redeemer, to take upon himself all of those things that ground us, all of those things that where our wings have been clipped. And he gives us the strength to soar, to walk, to run for him. Perhaps now we've come to the core of the text. Perhaps this is what the text has been teaching me over and over again for 35 years. Little did I know it at the time when I was being confirmed. Probably little did my father know as he chose that for me, that it's really God desires us to soar. So how can a turkey like me soar like an eagle? Well, if you're into writing notes down, I gave you four blanks if you want to write some things down. We do so, we soar, by standing on the Almighty Rock. We stand on the Almighty Rock, and therefore in our standing, we can soar. Our standing is not based on our ability or our inability to fly, to try to do more. But it comes in our great need when we have been grounded, mired in our sins, stuck in the pit, and unable to get out. And in fact, in our sins, we are dead. Dead in our trespasses. But it was Christ who stood in our place, taking the shame of the cross, bearing the weight of sin, exchanging the axe that ground us each and every day. By his death, he enables us to soar, as we stand on the Almighty Rock. How can a turkey fly? By standing on the Almighty Rock of Jesus Christ. In his resurrection, we find life. You know, it's been said that there's nothing that covers everything in this world, but there is someone who covers everyone. His name is Jesus. And in Christ, our sin is covered. We are no longer grounded by that sin, but we stand in his victory because he is risen. Good job. You still remember from Easter. Excellent. We stand on the Almighty Rock of Christ, who grants us forgiveness. Now, that rock is not some simple bag of wet cement that we slip and slide, but it is sure and certain. It is a solid foundation. Confirmands, that foundation was begun when you probably came to the waters of baptism or heard that gospel message for the first time. And through all of your studies, your time of working through scripture and through different topics, that foundation was continued to be built and built. Was built by your teachers. It was built by Kaylee and Carl and your table guides. When you come in here for worship, when you hear God's word proclaimed, when you come to the table for communion, your foundation is continually being strengthened. You stand on an Almighty Rock of Christ. And I could spend a lot of time talking about all kinds of things, but I think David said it best in one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 40. In Psalm 40, the first couple of verses go like this. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined and heard my cry. He lifts me up out of the pit, out of the mire and the clay. He sets my feet upon a rock. He makes my footsteps sure. He puts a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Confirmands and all friends and family and those who are gathered here today, perhaps maybe that's why that verse was given to me. Not because of the words of my Father spoken to me, but the words of my Heavenly Father who's speaking through me to you today. For the Lord knew that this turkey would ground himself again and again. And in so doing, I would need to be driven to the cross, where I know that in Christ I stand on the Almighty Rock, and I soar, and so do you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for being our rock, our fortress, our foundation. Lord, for all those things that ground us, we ask you to take those away. We come to you in humble repentance, desiring to soar for you, Lord, but we know that it's not done by works. It's not done by doing more, but for something that has already been done in Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to stand on the Almighty Rock, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.